Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Sebastian Delo, and here's what he's got to say. Hola, Sane Man. Why are men so reluctant to give up on our country / culture when our country leaves us? Or our native society mistreats us? That is the main part of the Boycott Mexican Beer Project. I see Mexican immigrants buying Mexican beer over here in the United States. They're sending money back to a society that betrayed them. Yet these fools defend that nation, etc. Isn't that the same with Western men who still defend the USA and Europe? I'd like for you to discuss this, and I love the Memes of the Week videos. Well, Sebastian, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You're a Mexican immigrant that's fully assimilated into American culture, and you see Mexican guys that are cucks for their country of origin, even though their own country's strategy is to ship them overseas so they can send back cash remittances to Mexico and make it even wealthier. Forget about productivity and inventiveness. Instead, many of them focus on sucking the wealth of other countries instead of focusing solely on building their own. Another country where this is happening is the Philippines, where people are encouraged to migrate to the West, make money, and then wire over 10 or 15% of their annual paychecks back to their mother country. I dated a Filipina that badmouthed Canada and praised the Philippines while escaping the poverty found over there. I experienced the same with my grandmother growing up badmouthing Canada and the United States while preferring to live in the West. She praised communism but still preferred living under capitalism. The cognitive dissonance was absolutely unbelievable. Nationalistic pride can be a terrible thing when you come from a poor country and move to a rich one, and you refuse to assimilate into the new place. But for people, it comes down to identity. You leave your country of origin for the new one, and yet you still don't feel 100% accepted by the new place. But you still have ties to the old place, and you don't want to appear to be a traitor to your own nation. So you might send it back money as a sort of penance for a newfound prosperity in America, or whatever Western country you've moved to. Then when you go back to your country of origin on vacation, people can't say anything bad about you, because you've been helping them financially, or maybe they came and visited you in the West, and you spent a lot of time showing them around and giving them a good time. Some men have honor towards their tribe and want to help people back home. Not all, but some. Women, on the other hand, generally don't help because they want to, but because it gives them social currency and puts the people back home in their debts. Sebastian, I wouldn't be surprised if many of the Mexican men you know sending money back home aren't doing it because they genuinely want to, but because their wife or girlfriend is convincing them to do so. Because that way she ends up looking good in the eyes of her family and friends back home. And it doesn't cost her anything except manipulating her partner into being generous. Then there's also the nationalistic superiority many people feel. As an immigrant myself, people from a similar background to me always spoke with superiority, as though the second world country they came from was better than the first world country they were living in. It mostly had to do with family and cultural values. They saw the divorce rates in the West and thought they were beyond that because of the super low divorce rates in the community. They also saw the West as not having any real culture. But what they didn't realize is that the entire modern way of life is Western culture. It was just invisible to them because it's a life where a fish is swimming in water, and it doesn't understand what water is. Also think of men that left a country like Mexico. In some sense, they want to help because they usually have some skin in the game. They probably pay taxes over there and have relatives and don't want to see it go down the toilet. Men are also generally more interested in history, and I'm sure you've seen the meme about men obsessing over the fall of the Roman Empire at least once a day. Forget about our current civilization or culture. We don't even want to give up on the ancient ones that we weren't even a part of. Much of our modern agriculture, legal system, and ideas of democracy come from ancient Greece and Rome. To give up on those things is to give up on men that came before us as well as their legacy. Sebastian, our culture hasn't left us. It's been subverted by women and wokesters trying to destroy it and its memory. And they can't because men built civilization, and we're hardwired for it. Women are not, so they try and destroy it and take us back to something that's more tribal, where the best Chad wins and gets to smash all of them. Men used to sort of get cucked by the rulers of their countries after falling for nationalism and then running off to war and losing their lives. Now they're cucked by their country of origin to keep supporting it, even after they've made a life for themselves someplace else. The only ones I've seen to get around this are guys in the United States, Canada, and the West in general, migrating to a third world country. At least they don't have to send money back to Justin Trudeau to support his crazy spending packages. And if you come from a poorer country, there are tons of things like nationalism, the women that they're with, and helping their mother and other extended family members they left behind. I have a feeling that in the next decade or two, guys that bought Bitcoin are going to get pressured by their wives, girlfriends, and extended family in the West to give up some of their gains and share them with family, often the same family that laughed, mocked, and ridiculed them for buying it in the first place. Because as the nation-state slowly dissolves, it won't be money flowing from rich countries to poor ones, to the more recent immigrants doing remittances. It'll be people with the most Bitcoin being pressured to share it with everyone else, as their fiat turns to worthless confetti. The only way a guy can avoid that at that point is by keeping his mouth shut about how much he owns and not spending lavishly as we continue to face inflation and the slow-motion currency collapse that we're going through. Men will no longer feel the obligation to a national tribe, but will more likely be encouraged to support his genetic tribe. The way I'm getting around this is by having 4 kids through surrogacy, and then if anyone asks for money, I can say, sorry, that money is for my children, and no, not to you people who don't even reproduce. That way, having kids of your own is plausible deniability not to pay others what you've earned, that they feel entitled to even though they never earned it themselves, and they criticize you for taking a chance in the first place. And you can sure bet that people will guilt you to share it. A good example of a similar thing happening is when someone wins the lottery and then they feel an obligation to help family out. That's probably what those Mexican relatives are thinking when one of their distant cousins moves to the United States. I wonder what they're thinking now that inflation in the United States is so high that the last thing many Americans can afford to do is send money back to relatives in the country next door. Rich Uncle Sebastian Dello driving Uber in San Francisco needs to pay for all those tacos from now on because he's hit those American big leagues. As for Mexican guys who drink Mexican beer when they move to America, it's just what people got used to and the old habits die hard. So Sebastian, I wouldn't even be too hard on them. I'd even help out one of my cousins in Serbia to upgrade him from a 1-bedroom apartment where he's raising his children to a 3-bedroom one. I wouldn't tell anyone I was doing it, and he would have to keep his mouth shut. But I wouldn't necessarily give money to anyone else because they don't really need it. It's all about need and not want. What's also interesting is that we're finally starting to see men fight for their country in America. No, I'm not talking about the military. I'm talking specifically about all the people surrounding Donald Trump. You might think that the latest election of Donald Trump is a situation where Western men are finally reluctant to give up their countries. The fact that you have RFK Jr. and Elon Musk, two guys that were formerly on the left, switch over to the so-called right, which is now more centrist, is quite telling. The same with Tulsi Gabbard, that the left has now gone so far left that it's way out in left field. Why wouldn't they fight for America? Where else are people free to go in this world where they can say whatever they'd like about your political opponents without being disappeared? Canadian truckers protesting against the government getting their bank accounts frozen is yet another example of men in Canada being cucked and fighting back. Men watching the West collapse in slow motion while losing their freedoms are finally getting fed up. They're risking everything to do so. Remember, it wasn't too long ago that I was put at the top of a male supremacy list that was funded by Homeland Security. I was also ready to leave Canada if Trudeau brought in Bill C-63, because I didn't want to potentially end up in prison for life for talking about female nature. Speaking of standing up for America, Sebastian, don't be hard on Mexicans that you shared the same background with. Latinos were supposed to vote for the left and not Trump. And I think it was something like 45% of Latino men voted for Trump. That shows me that the majority of Latinos have finally assimilated. Immigration from Mexicans coming to the United States is trickling down, and now it's mostly from South and Central American countries. And even they don't want more Latinos coming in because they see them as competition. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Sebastian Dello for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Sebastian wants you to boycott Mexican beer. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys that send 20% of their pay back to Mexico each month because their wife guilts them into doing it away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.